Your brother had twice the guts you'll ever possess. 'Twas just bad fortune and a cast-iron stewpot got him slayed. Ha! I don't notice your crew doing any victory dances. I heard you was beaten by that big rabbit.
A rat guard was slumped nearby, nursing a broken foot paw. The silver fox grabbed the injured limb and dragged the rat forward, screaming,
"Tell us what happened, matey! Come on!"
He loosed his grip, allowing the cringing beast to speak.
"Princess Curda told some of us to try and force our way in through the Little East Wall gate. While we was trying to do it, the rabbit and his pals dropped a big fishing net over us and snarled us up in it. We was trapped. They battered us with sling stones and anything they could drop on us, banged big long poles on our heads, and we couldn't get away. The rabbit was calling us vermin cads and rat bounders and saying what all the time. We just had to lie there and take it until they allowed us to crawl away, still all knotted up in that big net."
Plug kicked the agonised rat away from him. Picking up his battle axe, he pointed it at Curda. His eyes slitted coldly.
"You've got no room to curl your lip at me, missy. I heard what you was doing while all that was going on. Skulking back in the trees, far away from it as you could get, you white-spined coward. At least I went back to the ditch to help me mates get away from the sling stones. Ain't that right, Slitty?"
Slitfang could scarcely move his head because of the poultice of wet mud and dock leaves covering his back from tail to ears.
"Aye, Captain, you did that. You helped your crew."
There was a brief silence while both rat guards and freebooters watched their leaders. Plug remained seated, but Curda rose slowly, sabre in paw.
"No beast calls the princess of the House of Rift Guard coward."
The silver fox came upright, gripping his axe haft.
"Oh, is that so, me darling? Well, I just did. Me, Plug Firetail, and I ain't particular who hears it. You're a coward, a snooty-nosed, lily-livered, cringing, crawling, gutless, spineless coward!"
Injured and wounded vermin scrambled to get out of the way. Danger hung on the air as Plug and Curda began circling each other, weapons raised. The parting of their ways had finally come, and one was bound to die. Curda locked eyes with Plug as she returned his insults.
"You are the scum of Dersi, a common, stupid fox beast with not even a tail to your idiot name. You stink, Plug. The smell of you is all around us, even now. I think that smell gets stronger because you fear me. You are the coward."